are listening to Christian Family Values with your host, Christian from Philly, the Joker, and Big Mama. Brought to you by World Generation Podcast Network and in part by BenSound.com. And now, Christian Family Values.
Motherfuckers, welcome to another edition of Christian Family Values. I am your host, Christian from Philly. Thank you. Now, before we get on the show, I'd like to announce that my mom is not here today. Big Mama is not here in the show today. She's sick and she has a sore throat, but she will not be making it today. But you know who is here? Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my dad, the Joker. So, Dad, today we're going to discuss a lot of interesting topics today. So, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely ready. Definitely ready to hear this. What's going on in the wrestling world?
All right, so the first topic of the evening, sad news to start off the show. Recently, right now, Harley Race has passed away. Wrestling legend has died today. Yeah, it's sad news indeed. The last time I ever saw Harley Race was 2003. Randy Orton was the legend killer, and Randy spit on his hair in the crowd. That was the only time I ever saw Harley. As far as I know, WWE hardly talked about Harley, right? I know he showed up a few times in WWE, but they never hardly mentioned him, which is a shame because a move is named right after him, so I don't understand why they hardly mentioned Harley at all, but... whatever. I'm so sorry for the family. We wish condolences to the Race family and rest in peace, Harley. You will be missed. Dad, do you have any memories about Harley Race?
Oh, yeah. I have good memories about Harley. Great wrestler. I mean, this man used to be on point. Every single time he used to get inside that wrestling ring, it was awesome. Awesome. Wrestler, and like you said, son, yes, he's gonna be missed. He's definitely gonna be missed, and a lot of condolences to the family.
Don't forget that he was one of the best managers too, because he was a heel manager too, and he worked in many companies. He worked in WCW, AWA, and all the other wrestling companies. You know.
Yes.
But enough about that. Let's get on with the show. Tonight we're going to talk about news regarding Roman Reigns. It has been announced that Roman Reigns only has 5 more years left to wrestle as a full-time wrestler. This cannot be come as a shock because, as we know, he came back from leukemia. He was remissioned, but then that also has to stay in the state of his health and his body. He's 34 as we speak, but time will tell if his health will still stand. He even said it himself in an interview that he has 5 more years left, or maybe 5 or 6, but then he might want to rest his body at home. So, Dad, what's your reaction to Roman Reigns stating that he might have 5 more years left as a wrestler?
Well, even though he came back as a wrestler, I mean, the problems that Roman Reigns has is not easy to handle. I mean, like, it's going to take a big toll in his body, and I don't think that he's going to be able to keep wrestling the way he is wrestling at this moment. So at least he's giving and letting know the wrestling world that in 5 years from now, he's probably not going to be wrestling, but, you know, if he does go, he will be missed also because he's one of
really.
A good wrestler. Well, oh,
not really.
Like, okay.
Not really. He will not be missed by some. Not really, no.
Not really.
I think he'll,
okay.
No, I don't think people would miss him if he left WWE. I don't think so.
Well, I just hope
some
fans if he leaves. Well, if he leaves, I hope they got somebody good to be replacing him, you know?
Yeah. Well, the next thing is Seth Rollins got a beatdown from Brock Lesnar that was so bad it was actually great. But does this mean Seth is actually winning the belt at SummerSlam? My thoughts are unlikely, but never say never. This WWE, they always do these kinds of retarded things. So, Dad, do you think Seth Rollins is winning the belt at SummerSlam?
I have a funny feeling, yes. I mean, like, the last time they were talking and they were saying about the SummerSlam, they gave little clues here and there. And I got a funny feeling, yes, he is. I mean, you have to give it to the man. He's a good wrestler, great athlete. Great entertainer. Meanwhile, I mean, the other wrestler, he just a big bolo guy that the only thing he does is just smile, like all creepy, you know? So, yeah, I really do believe Steph is going to get the belt. Yeah.
I hope he doesn't because at this point, it's, in my opinion, a lose-lose situation because nobody likes both of these guys. Seth Rollins has fucked himself over due to the wrestling interviews and talking shit about the fans and fucking the WWE's cock for so long. And then Brock Lesnar's hated because, you know, he doesn't fucking show up rarely. But it's a lose-lose situation either way, so who cares? In more news...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, continue. Continue.
No, but you have to see it this way, too. I mean, like, Leonard, he's not too much of a wrestler, neither, you know? So you have to wait it out where who's going to be a better wrestler, who's going to be a better entertainer. So in that case, I will go with Seth.
I wouldn't, because it's a lose-lose situation. But in other news, Fandango has returned to WWE, but only in NXT, where he belongs. Now he's fighting with Breeze Angle, Tyler Breeze. It's a good thing. Fandango's back to where he started, back where he's appreciated, NXT. Hopefully he doesn't go back to the main roster. And a lot of wrestlers from NXT should follow suit, follow the example of Fandango and go back to NXT. People like Apollo Crews, fucking Chad Gable, if he's still employed, and Rusev. What's your response, Dad?
Well, like you said, son, yeah, definitely. I like that he's back, and like you said, I don't want him to go like to the main roster because they're gonna mess him up as a wrestler. And, you know, sometimes, every time they bring somebody good and bring them back, they stay with them for a couple of weeks, really doing a real good job. And next thing you know, they go to shit.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's a disgrace. It's awful. So, let's see. What else is on the agenda? What else is in for the agenda? All right. Roman Reigns got attacked on SmackDown by a mysterious attacker and people don't know who it is. Well, I know for a fact who it is, and the person who did it is Buddy Murphy. Dad, do you know who Buddy Murphy is?
Well, I heard of him. That I seen him, I cannot tell you that I seen him. But I definitely heard of him, and like the way I heard the way he got him, gave Roman Reigns a beatdown, that was crucial. I mean, like he hit him like there was no tomorrow. I mean, like,
yeah.
Roman Reigns was getting hit by left to right like it was bees coming out of his hair.
It's awesome. And I hope it's not Buddy, because then Roman would bury him. Roman would bury Buddy Murphy if they do have a match at SummerSlam. I hope it's Daniel Bryan or somebody else. But either way, it might be Buddy. So, SummerSlam is around the summer scam, as JD from New York says the best. Go subscribe to him on YouTube and everything. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him on Facebook, everything. JD says summer scam. Randy Orton will face Kofi Kingston for the WWE Championship. People are thinking Randy will win and win the World Championship. And I'm one of those people, because not for nothing, if you're a fan of Kofi Kingston, that's fine. You like him. I'm just glad he won to be the first African-American WWE champion. But let's face it, the guy is not drawing any ratings. Every time he's on TV, the ratings go down. I don't even remember him even being on SmackDown. Was he even on SmackDown this week? I don't even remember. Because that's how forgettable Kofi is, to be honest. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's been booked as a good champion. But let's face it, he's been also a forgettable champion. Because look at the matches he's been making. Look at the matches he's been having. And tell me which one was actually decent or good. But you have to realize,
look at the people they put on him to fight. People that are losers. They are losers, Christian. Look at the one you're going to fight now.
Not Kevin. Kevin's not a loser. Kevin just returned like a few months ago. That's not his fault. Dolph Ziggler's a real loser. Joe's a real loser. It's sad, but true about Joe. Joe's a real loser.
Yeah, so man, Joe is like a crybaby.
He's not a crybaby. He's just booked to shit. And it's a shame, because this guy deserves better. I mean, for fuck's sake, he was a great wrestler in TNA. That's where he started in TNA. And that's why he's getting punished, because he's from TNA. But Dolph Ziggler, I can't believe there's still fans of Ziggler. When are these people going to fucking realize this guy will never get over? That this guy will never... All he cares about at this point is the fucking money. Why else do you think he signed a new contract? Just for the fucking money.
Yeah.
At this point, Dolph Ziggler doesn't give a fuck anymore. So, when are you people going to realize that he's never going to get over? And when he finally wins the WWE Championship, who gives a fuck? This guy is not a fucking ratings draw. This guy is not going to bring up the ratings for 3 million like Fox wants. Or Randy Orton, for that matter. What the fuck? How the fuck does WWE figure Randy Orton is going to be the one who brings up the ratings? How the fuck does WWE figure... No, hold on. How the fuck does WWE figure of Bayley bringing up the fucking ratings when she herself has no fucking character to begin with? She has nothing. Half of the roster has no character, and they don't know who the fuck they are half of the time. So, what the fuck? Now that Shinsuke's our Intercontinental Champion, nobody could barely understand what the fuck he says. And the fact that Shinsuke's done, in my opinion, by the way. It's too late for him. Even if he wins these mid-card belts, his push is already dead before it even began. So how the fuck is WWE going to bring up 3 million viewers for Fox when they are going to this direction?
Well, they might be thinking they're going to do that in SummerSlam, which I doubt. And going back to Ziggler, it's like you said it. He's not a wrestler. He's only there for the money. And guess what? You're right. He's there for the money because he needs more chewing gum. so he could show up.
AJ Styles, there's no the reason why I think AJ is going to lose the title at SummerSlam is because, A, he's retiring soon, and B, why there's no point for him being our U.S. champion to begin with. Why is he our champion? All because of a stable that's going to break up a few years? AJ is retiring, so what the fuck's the point of this stable? After this, Gallows and Anderson are going to go back to being fucking losers. This is all pointless. This whole shit about the OC, this whole group is pointless because A, AJ is retiring soon, and B, once AJ leaves, the Gallows and Anderson is fucked. They're going to lose the titles right away, and they're going to go back to being nobody. This is all pointless.
Well, as you could see, I mean, like, look, you still got a couple of wrestlers from the back then of the 80s, like Triple H, like Shawn Michaels, and all them that are still wrestling to this day.
No.
They should be ashamed being young, and not being able to do what they asked them to be done. You know what it is? Some of these wrestlers, they want to do whatever they want.
These wrestlers can't wrestle, for one. And Triple H needs to stop wrestling because every match he's in has been fucking awful. Because it's been fucking garbage. Every fucking match he's been on has been fucking terrible. That Batista match at WrestleMania was a fucking disgrace. People actually like that match, but why? Why did you actually like it? Because of nostalgia, that's why. And that's why WWE fucking fails, because they always pull these fucking nostalgia acts from fucking 30 years ago or 10 years ago, or whatever the fuck you want to count it. No, it's 16 years ago. Because they want to do this fucking nostalgia act for fucking 16 or 15 years ago and shit. Now we have fucking Trish Stratus facing fucking Charlotte for no reason whatsoever. And the worst part is, Trish might actually fucking beat Charlotte for nothing. What the fuck does this do for Charlotte? What the fuck does this do for Charlotte if she loses? What's the point of this? And how the fuck does Charlotte even get a... How the fuck does Charlotte, for one, realistically get another title shot after losing to Trish, who's a fucking part-timer and retired? What the fuck? How in realistic fashion is Charlotte gonna fucking get another title hunt if she, A, lost to Ember Moon in a fucking 60-second match and to Trish Stratus in SummerSlam, possibly? Garbage. Charlotte's getting fucked over.
Not for nothing, son. The one that really had disappointed me is Bayley. Bayley had disappointed me very much. I mean, I used to look up to her.
She's a fucking fraud fucker.
She had disappointed me as a wrestler.
She's a ghost.
Well, this WWE, they better start thinking of getting new blood inside. Because if not, I could see WWE in 3 years being disappeared. Because at this point in time...
They don't need no more new stars. They need to focus on the stars they have now. They don't need no more new people. They have too many wrestlers. They need to focus on people right now. The people they have right now.
Get rid of those losers that don't want to wrestle, that the only thing they want to do is run all over the damn freaking building.
No, they want to
wrestle.
Like, they
think they lost their heads like chicken.
No, they want to wrestle, but the WWE doesn't have time for them, or they won't let them.
Wow.
But here's the thing right now. I lost my train of thought. Hold on. I'm trying to think what I was saying, Bailey. People have been saying that Charlotte's been sucked down our throats. People, have you not realized that Charlotte's been on a fucking losing streak since before WrestleMania? She's been losing ever since what? Elimination Chamber. She lost in a fucking match. She lost. What the fuck are they talking about when Charlotte's getting down her throat? Well, she's been losing since, not Elimination Chamber, since last year's SummerSlam. She lost fucking 7 times to Becky. She won the title against Asuka for like a week, 2 weeks at best, and then loses her title at WrestleMania. She returns to lose. She returns to win against Bayley, okay, but that means nothing. Then she goes away a while again. Then she returns and beats fucking Liv Morgan. Who gives a fuck? Then she loses again. She loses to Ember Moon. And now she's losing possibly to Trish Stratus. People, how the fuck is Charlotte Flair being shut down our throats when honestly, the last 2 years has been possibly the worst years of Charlotte Flair's career? She looks like a fucking loser. She, out of the four horsewomen, she looks like the biggest loser of them all.
Well, that goes to show you how the company is doing, because at this moment they don't see that there's a capable female wrestler that is going to be able to hold a belt. Look at Bayley. Bayley is holding that belt for nothing because she's showing nothing in the ring. And look at Moon. That girl there, that wrestler female, has a lot of potential. And they're not using her at all. I mean, I'd rather see Moon. Huh?
She doesn't have potential.
Yes, she does, Christian. She's a real good wrestler.
Who?
Right there, I tell you, Moon.
Who is, oh, Moon? Oh, okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
Moon.
I thought you said fucking Bayley, because then I would have fucking
No. I told you already, Bayley.
Right here, right now.
Bayley? No. Bayley had disappointed a lot of wrestling fans out there, okay? And believe it or not, they should bring somebody that they're talking about. It might show up pretty soon, so I think that's going to be great. And you know who I'm talking about.
No, I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay, how about, let me see, what's her name?
Who?
The one that does MMA?
Ronda
Rousey, yes. Yes, Ronda.
Well, when Ronda returns, well, she will. She'll come back probably at SummerSlam. I don't care if Ronda returns, but I don't know if she's going to return as a face or a heel. Probably a face, because if Becky's turning heel, she's going to return as a babyface or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't give a fuck. I don't really care. I don't want to see these two wrestle again, but it's going to bound to happen. I will accept Becky versus Ronda if it's not the fucking main event of next year's WrestleMania. I don't want another female's WrestleMania main event, because I think everyone could all agree that fucking triple threat was fucking garbage.
I agree to that.
And I knew it since day one it was going to be shit. But what else? Oh, yeah. Fox wants fucking SmackDown to drew 3 million viewers, as if I haven't hammered that down fact yet. And my question is, how the fuck is WWE going to produce 3.0 million viewers when they can't even bring a fucking 2 million viewers? SmackDown this week was fucking pitiful. It drew 1.9. So how the fuck are they going to bring 3 million viewers to SmackDown when they could barely drew 2 million? It's hopeless. Never going to happen. Shane wasn't even in this fucking week's show. How the fuck can they blame Shane McMahon this time when he wasn't even there this week? How? They can't even blame Shane this time. He wasn't even there this Tuesday. They can't fucking blame Shane for this one. He wasn't even there.
Okay, the only thing I could tell you, Chris.
Listen to me. They can't even blame Roman on this one. He wasn't even barely on the show. He showed up in the last segment. They can't even blame Roman on this one.
The only thing I could tell you, son, for them to pull that out, somebody had to pull a hat out of their ass and get the Wonkas to come and fight in the ring. That's the way I see it.
You know who they could really blame? The people that were there. Fucking Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. Fucking Bayley and Ember Moon. I'm sorry, Ember, but shit. Bayley, our women's champion. She's one of the reasons why the fucking ratings are going down.
Yes.
Was even our champion Kofi and the New Day as our champion. AJ Styles in the club because AJ's acting like a fucking retard now. He's not a fucking ratings draw no more.
His ratings were down. His ratings are down. Because I don't know who told him.
Drew McIntyre, because now everybody fucking hates Drew McIntyre. And that's a fucking shame. They completely ruined his second comeback. Fuck WWE. You can't blame
him. And believe it or not, Drew McIntyre, he a good wrestler. He a really good wrestler.
Yeah, he is a really good wrestler, but they fucked him over again.
Yeah.
He fucked over another talent.
Yeah, that's what I think. They do mess up a lot of wrestler talents, and then when their ratings go down, they're looking for somebody to blame it on. They should blame it on themselves for doing stupid shit.
And then they keep talking about the fucking Raw reunion this past week. Raw reunion was last week. Shut the fuck up about it. It wasn't even that great of a show. No, it wasn't even that great of a show. It was a fucking horrible show. All because you were just focusing on the legend. That's why you say it's a good show, because of legend. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut up already, you fucking snarks. You're saying it's a... Can you believe these fucking idiots are saying that this week was the best Raw of 2019? Get the fuck out of here. It was a shit Raw.
All right, whoever said whoever... They need to pull their head out of their ass.
Delusional. You're all fucking... The people who said that this was the best Raw of 2019, you're all fucking delusional, all right?
Yes, they are.
If it was the best Raw, how the fuck it drew 2.1 million views this week? That's best Raw to you, motherfuckers? Are you fucking real? They went from 3 million last week all the way down to 2.1. And you're saying that this
was
the best Raw? You fucking nerd.
Wow.
Fuck you. Why are you saying it? Because of the whole Seth Rollins beatdown? That's why it makes it a best fucking Raw? Get the fuck out of here. Get out of my fucking face.
They better stop smoking that shit if they don't see what they're looking at.
The fucking high. Fucking WWE apologist. Fucking corrupting fucking wrestling community. These fucking wrestling apologists. Fucking corrupting the fucking wrestling. Fucking corrupting the wrestling community. Fucking saying stupid shit that makes no sense. Get the fuck out of here. And then these fucking YouTube channels on fucking wrestling. Fuck you saying this was the best Raw 2019. Shut the fuck up, you biased motherfuckers. You don't know what the best Raw 2019 is. Shut the fuck up already.
Wow.
Oh yeah, Smackville is this Saturday. A WWE Network event. Who gives a fuck? A triple threat match for the WWE Championship. Kofi Kingston against who else? The two same losers he faced in singles competition. Dolph Ziggler and Samoa Joe, two people who had championship opportunities already, are suddenly getting another championship opportunity. What the fuck? You couldn't give Kofi Kingston new opponents to face. What about fucking Elias? Huh? The name is Smackville. It's a concert-based pay-per-view. Why the fuck are you not giving him a fucking WWE title match? I guess it doesn't make sense But you know what?
I agree.
It doesn't fucking matter. This is a fucking network special. It doesn't have to fucking make sense. It doesn't have to fucking make sense. Just give him a fucking title match on a fucking network special. Who gives a fuck?
Exactly.
If he loses,
even
he
though
loses,
he loses, better. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Even though he loses, it doesn't matter.
Give Kofi a new opponent.
Yes.
Why the fuck are you making him defend in a triple threat match against two people he already faced and two fucking losers? Why is Dolph Ziggler getting another fucking title shot? Why is Samoa Joe getting another title shot for him? He's from fucking Raw. Why are a Raw superstar getting a title shot for a SmackDown WWE title? This fucking Joker's Wild shit is fucking retarded. I hate it. They completely ruined the brand split. What was the point of the fucking shakeup then? What was the point of it? Wasting everybody's time with this fucking shakeup.
And that's the whole thing. That's the only thing that we see constantly. Dolph Ziggler and other wrestlers that already had titles and other wrestlers that haven't had a chance to go for the titles, how are we going to know if they're capable of being champions if they don't give them no shot? I mean, honestly, I believe there's a lot of wrestlers in the company that could have a title match. But they want to give it to the same one over and over. It's sickening. It's like diarrhea already, seeing them trying to get a belt. We already seen you with a belt like 10,000 times. Give it to somebody else.
Now, and then there's another fucking instance on Raw, a pointless gauntlet match to see who faces AJ Styles for the U.S. belt. Why the fuck is there a gauntlet match to begin with? Ricochet is obviously going to get a rematch against AJ. What the fuck was the point of this? This served no purpose. This was fucking retarded. Ricochet wins, but then now he's getting to face AJ again. You know what I mean? I'm even those good matches, I'm already sick and tired of watching Ricochet and AJ Styles. This is like the fucking what? Fifth time they've had this fucking match. Three was on fucking Raw. The fourth one was SummerSlam. The fourth one was, what, Extreme Rules. And now this one is fucking SummerSlam for the U.S. Championship. That's five fucking times. I'm sick of it.
Well, the way I see that Christian, not for nothing, but here you got two good wrestlers. I mean, Ricochet is an awesome, universal. I see it like that, a universal champion, because he is awesome. AJ Styles, the same way. But it's true. You're right about that. It gets tiring watching two same wrestlers over and over fighting for a title that they already had before. And I think that regardless with the outcome, if it's Ricochet or AJ, I mean, either or, whoever gets the title, what they need to do is put somebody different to fight for that title.
And keep in mind, Ricochet has to fucking win. Because if Ricochet doesn't win, then they just completely buried him. They ruined his momentum. If AJ wins, then they ruined Ricochet's momentum. Because why the fuck was the point of him being Samoa Joe, getting the U.S. belt for only 2 weeks, losing it to AJ Styles, and losing it again at SummerSlam? What the fuck? What the fuck's the point of that? How does this help Ricochet get elevated? How?
Well,
the
way I see it,
you're killing his momentum.
Yeah, there is. They're killing him, and they're killing. And what's going to happen? The way I see it, what's going to happen is this: they're going to keep messing around with this kid's career that we ain't going to see no much of the, his stunts, the way he does it. We're going to see a boring Ricochet. My train of thought is this. Get out. Go to another company that will appreciate you and that will use him the right way. WWE is not using Ricochet the right way. I think if another company gets him, he will come up on top because he is one awesome wrestler. And mind you, I've seen wrestlers over the years, and I have seen champions, and I put Ricochet, no lie, in the category of like Superfly Snuka back in the days when he used to do his flying, the Warrior, and all those people, all those wrestlers back then that really, really gave a damn about wrestling. Ricochet, he gives a damn about wrestling, but the company does not give a damn about him. He should move on.
Yeah, I agree. It's fucked up, but I agree. So, next, what else is left to talk about? Next is the fact that ticket sales are still shit. They can't sell out for Madison Square Garden. I wonder why, because there's none worth seeing. They can't sell tickets anymore in live events. They can't sell tickets shit. And they're losing a lot of fucking money. Now people can't say WWE is making money. No, motherfuckers, they're losing money. They're losing money all increasingly. They're losing Saudi money, too, by the way. That's part of their money deal, too. So fuck you. They stop saying they're gaining money. Motherfuckers, they're losing money. They're almost at the top
they're lying.
As WCW.
Now, let me ask you something, Christian, that is, I've been seeing over the past of the week. What's going on with Jeff Hardy?
He's still recovering from his surgery.
Okay, and his brother?
His brother is at home for no reason. I don't know why.
All right. You see, that's what I'm talking about. Here you got a good potential wrestler injured, and his brother is taking an abuse where he's using his brother's injury for him to stay at home. So,
no,
guess what?
No, he's not. No, he's not. What are you talking about? No, he's just at home. They have nothing planned for Matt Hardy right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because
he's a piece of shit.
Not a piece
That's
of shit.
What?
He's creative.
Woo! So what we got at next one in the agenda?
I don't know. Summer Scam is looking like a piece of shit pay-per-view. Fucking Bayley versus Ember. That's going to be shit. Trish versus Charlotte. Oh, that's going to be the worst match of the night by far. Becky Lynch versus Natalya. Who gives a fuck? Randy Orton versus Kofi Kingston. Seen it since 2009. AJ Styles versus Ricochet. Seen it four times. Now this is going to be the fifth. Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar. Oh, that's going to be undoubtedly shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't know what the rest of the card is. But yeah,
What about Shin McMahon?
Oh, he's facing Kevin Owens. And if Kevin Owens loses, KO quit. Which should be the other way around. It should be the other way around. Should be fucking if Shane loses. If Shane loses, he quits. It should have been that. Not fucking Kevin Owens.
Right. So, but is that match being said like that, if whoever loses has to quit?
No, if Kevin loses, he has to quit.
Oh, okay. So Shane McMahon will stay.
Yeah.
So that means Kevin Owens have to win, regardless with whatever. Wow.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. Well, the way I see it, the network is going down to shit. And they're not bringing nothing new. They're not bringing anything exciting. And like you said, and like this lady said, she's right. The SummerSlam is going to be a terrific shit bomb. That's how it's going to be.
Fucking disgrace. It's going to be a fucking disgrace.
Wow.
And I can't wait to see it blow it up in their faces.
Well, unfortunately, today we couldn't have Big Mama, but next time on Thursday, we definitely going to have Big Mama. She wasn't feeling very well.
We still got 20 minutes left. What are you doing?
I ain't doing nothing. I'm just letting you know what happened to Big Mama.
Yeah, Big Mama sucks. She sucks. She let a fucking illness stop her from being on the show. Disgraceful.
Well, as you know, Christian, pretty soon I might have a big surgery. So, you know, you're going to have to forgive me. But I will definitely try to do it. And make the show. Definitely. I will not let you down.
No,
like
when you
some
go to
these
surgery,
wrestlers.
You're not gonna talk on the show after your surgery. No.
No, I'm not. No. Tomorrow hopefully they're gonna let me know, but you know. But talking back, let's get back to this wrestling. You know, not for nothing. The way I see it, Christian, a lot of people are being upset, really, with this network. And part of the problem is the network itself, because they haven't tried to find a solution. And now, because of that, look at the ratings. They lost how much? Like 20, so, what was it, 2.1 million?
2.1 million. And SmackDown was 1.9.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of, you know, people not tuning in. Me, myself, I tell you one thing, I will be tuning in because I'm a fan of the wrestling world as well as you. But, you know, some of these wrestlers, they better get it going and they need to do some more things. And I mean, like some of these wrestlers, like Kofi, he's one that right now, you know, because he got the belt, he's slacking off. New Day, the same thing. They're not giving New Day good wrestlers so they could prove themselves like they used to prove themselves. So they really need to get something going, so we won't be able to, you know, lose not the network, but the people.
Well, I got news for you and everyone out there. It's official. TNT, AEW is going to have their first televised episode on October 2nd. Be there.
All right. That sounds promising.
I'm tuning in on Wednesday. And also, I'm going to be there. And also, get ready, because it also is announced that we're having two new radio shows. One that we're going to start tomorrow as a debut, me and Minister of Sinister. And also, the returning, he will return. The man who was also a luchador. The sign-spinning luchador will make his World Generation Network return as T-Rock
Plutonium.
Minister of Sinister and yours truly, Christian from Philly, will bring back Fallout. But It's not going to be Raw Fallout, no, motherfuckers. It's going to be AEW Fallout. That's right. Yes, that's right. You heard it here first from Christian Family Values. T-Rock with Plutonium, the world, the World Wrestling Generations now. What was it? The IWC World Champion. No. I'm sorry. The World Wrestling, the World Generation Podcast Champion is gonna make his World Generation Podcast Network return, and also hopefully he will also announce the next pay-per-view for the IWC, where I will defend my Legends Champion against Batman, and Minister of Sinister will defend his. And Minister of Sinister will defend his IWC World Heavyweight Championship against Double L. Be there on October 2nd because we are making our fucking return and we're going to make it hardcore as fuck. Get ready because the countdown is starting now. Who knows? He might be the same T-Rock or maybe he'll go through a gimmick change. Maybe he'll be a different person altogether. Who knows? But you will all find out soon enough on October 2nd. And who knows? We might have another return if we persuade him to come back. All I'm saying is the person who I'm talking about is the same person I took the title from. That's right. Double L, I know you're fucking listening, mate. I challenge you to come back on October 2nd. We can't do this without you, man. It needs a true reunion, a true Fallout reunion. That's right. That's right. I'm inviting the Ass Man himself, Loverboy Langloyd, Double L, to come back October 2nd and face your consequences and challenge me again for this fucking title at the pay-per-view after that, because I am going to retain against Batman. And I am going to retain whether against Joe Bates when he's the special guest referee. And I want you to be the next challenger, Double L. So make your fucking return. Make your return to AEW Fallout. Be there or be square. But enough about that. Hey, don't clap for me. Don't clap for me. I'm not doing this for you people. I'm doing this for me. Yeah, I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this for me. Because I have a hungry to be competitive. Because I am a hungry competitor. I want destruction. I want Double L back so I can destroy him and humiliate him again. Only this time, when we do have a rematch, because maybe he wants to tie it back. I know for a fact. That he wants this title back, the title that he loved so much. If he wants this title back, all he has to do is one simple thing. Drop the Loverboy gimmick. Because that gimmick ain't going to help him beat me. Because it proved last time, right? When he was the Loverboy Langloyd, right? And look how far that got him. I busted him open a few seconds before the match even began. You know why? Because he pandered. He pandered to all you sycophants. He pandered to all you maggots. He pandered to all you insects. Because he wanted to be your hero. He wanted to be your hero. And all you fangirls, you know what gave me your ecstasy? Your joy, your pleasure is making all those fangirls fucking cry, watching their fucking model busted open and being bloodied and bruised and beaten. Because he couldn't hack it, because he wasn't his real self. I'm not a fucking gimmick, mate. I'm the realest of the real. You could call me the renegade. You could call me anything, the watchdog. But all in all, I'm going to be me. And I'm going to destroy you after I destroy that piece of shit, Batman, and that match. And then who knows? I might even break a leg or two. A dope base. I might even break a leg or two for Joe Bates. And who knows? Who knows? Maybe after I destroy all three of you, I go after different prey. Who knows? Maybe in the near future, I might be even going after Minister himself. I might even go after him himself. And Tila.
Dick some respect.
Oh, yeah, I don't respect anybody because I've learned from the master, and the student will overcome the master every time. It's always been happening. I am the biggest heel in the making, and I'm going to prove to you
how stupid you sound.
Well, yeah, you might say that, but I will destroy all your heroes, including your villains. I'm not a good guy. I'm not a bad guy. I'm the guy, and I am, whether you people like it or not, whether you sycophants, whether you insects, whether you hypocrites like it or not, I am the face of the IWC, and I am the face of the World Generation Network, and that is a fact, life. And whether you people like it or not, I am your legend champion, and it's going to stay that way. It's going to stay that way. Whether you
just
people
remember
like
one
it
thing.
Not.
Christian.
What?
Christian. Well, just remember one thing.
What, Joker?
Probably one of these days, I'll be right there with you.
Don't worry, Joker. Because after that, I'm going to destroy you next. I don't care if you are my dad. I don't care if you are my dad. You cross me, I will break your neck.
Yeah, and guess what? Who I'm going to team with to get you? With Big Mama.
Oh, yeah.
We going after you.
Well, I'll stomp her titties.
We gonna see you walk the plank.
Yeah.
Walk the
but
plank, matey.
But let me tell you something though. This show is a front just to get back at Double L because I know he's there. I know that he's listening. I know it. The reason why he never came back is because he's afraid of me. He's afraid of me. He's afraid of the past. He's afraid to face his past. Let me tell you something, and this is the absolute truth. I was a rookie in 1 year, but in the span of 1 year, I was on the first night. On the first night of Fallout, I became your Armageddon champion. On the first night. And then I held that title with value until a thief in the mask stole it from me. But then I didn't care. I was looking at different prey, and that was the Legends champion. In a span of 1 year, I became a Legends champion. I had my own show. All in a span of 1 year. Now I have two. I'm not only a champion, I have two shows in a span of 1 year.
Yeah,
you
but guess
what?
The same thing that happened to you could happen to Big Mama.
Let me tell
she could
you
take
something.
Your title
you know
in one
means?
Day.
You know what that means? You know what that means? I've done in 1 year than your heroes done combined in the IWC. And you people know it, and you people can't accept it.
How you
because
doing?
You people can't accept. You people can't accept me. Well, guess what?
Well, I wish you luck.
I
wish you luck in October the 2nd. I just hope you won't be a crybaby.
Well, people, let me tell you something. Yeah, you could do that. You could cry about it. Cry. Cry, kid. Cry. Cry, you little brat. Cry. Cry. That's what I make kids cry. Cry, kid. Cry. How the fuck? I hate you, brat. I have to spoil myself by touching your dirty little children. Dirty little children. Dirty little children. You people thought I made a fool out of you people. You people thought I was actually supporting you people by calling you my motherfuckers. Fuck no. I was using you people. I was using you people. I was using you people. And now that AEW Fallout is coming back, I'm getting my match after all for my Legends Championship against Batman. And after that, I'm coming after you, Double L. So, Double L, Loverboy, Langmore, whatever the fuck you want to call yourself. I know you're listening, and I know you hear me. You hear the ghost of your past talking. Well, listen to your ghost of your past. Listen to your conscience.
So, Dick, some respect.
I dare you to come back in October 2nd and you and me face to face. And I dare you to challenge me for this title of the next IWC championship pay-per-view. In the match that I want, since, you know, I have the stroke, since I'm a champion, and I have the stroke around here, I'll tell you what kind of match I want. Just so there's no excuses, I want a three stages of hell match.
This is madness.
Three stages of hell. The first match will be a last man standing. The second match will be a false count anywhere. And there, if there's a necessary a third fall, a ladder match for my Legends Championship, hanging on the ceiling.
Yeah!
And there's an added stipulation to this special match. If you win, you get to be the Legends Champion. But, actually, no. Scratch that. Whoever wins and be the Legends Champion gets to face whoever wins their match for the IWC Championship and a doubles champion unification match at the next IWC pay-per-view.
Cool.
Will you take the bait? Will you take the plunge, Double L? Will you take? Do you have the testicular fortitude? I'll see you at October 2nd, bitch. Because I'm going to make, guess what, just like your fangirls, I'm going to make you my bitch again. That's it for Christian's Family Values, you insects, you maggots. Join us next time when the cowardly goat, the cowardly Big Mama returns with Big Joker as we discuss more wrestling garbage, you maggots. Until then, it hasn't been good meeting you all, and I wish you all could go to hell. See you next week, you sons of bitches. Good night. Say good night, Joker.
Good night.
That's right.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.